That was L'Histoire du Soldat by Igor Stravinsky, an enduring work by Stravinsky. The plot follows a soldier who, on his way from war, encounters the devil. He trades his fiddle, which represents his soul, to the devil in exchange for a magical book that promises wealth and knowledge. But despite gaining all those riches, he quickly realizes that he has lost everything of true value. And there is an upcoming production of that music we just heard by Igor Stravinsky with the Art of Time Ensemble coming up October 24th, running until October 27th at the Harbourfront Center Theater, Queens Quay in Toronto. And it is my honor, my privilege to welcome the founder of the ensemble, Andrew Barashko, to our jukebox line today to tell us a little bit more about The Soldier's Tale Retold. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, Daniel.
Great to have you. We are so excited about your upcoming production. What an incredible way to rework the Igor Stravinsky that we just heard that was Airs by a Stream from L'Histoire du Soldat. Now, this is the only the second time that a new libretto has been written for this piece, and it couldn't be any more timely with the renaming of Dundas Square to Sankofa. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration. This is your last original main stage production for The Art of Time. How do you feel about bringing this journey to a close with such a monumental project?
I couldn't feel more excited, you know, especially seeing it on its feet in the last couple of weeks. I'm so proud of what we've accomplished. And yeah, like you said, I mean, the naming of Dundas Square aside, it is a very timely issue, as it always is.
Right. Yes. Now, this is the second time a new libretto has been written. The last one 30 years ago by Kurt Vonnegut didn't quite work with the original music. It didn't catch on. So this is major news for the classical world, especially, you know, being a Toronto premiere.
I certainly hope so. One of the things I'm most proud of in this production is how we've managed to make the original music work with this new libretto.
Right.
The Vonnegut was an inspiration in that it planted that idea in my head, but it didn't work at all with the original music.
Now, Sankofa, the word itself, means the art of reflecting, reclaiming teachings from the past. Tell us a little bit about how you were inspired by the poet Titi Lopez-Onuga and this new production, how it took shape in reimagining Stravinsky's work.
Well, as I mentioned, the Vonnegut was an inspiration. I knew there was another version. I knew, in theory, it was possible to set this music to a new libretto. So I'd been chewing on it for many years. And then during the summer of Black Lives Matter, my friend Craig Northey from the band Odds sent me a copy of Shad's album, which was his last album at the time, called A Short Story About War. Okay. And although there's no narrative arc in this album, it's a brilliant, brilliant record, which is an extended meditation on war from many different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one recurring character who appears in, I think, three of the songs, who's this young black kid from Toronto, a sniper in the Canadian Army. And
right.
A light went off in my head, and I thought, you know, why not create a brand new story about a black soldier in a white army. So when I approached Titi Lope, the only direction that I gave her was that this new story be about a black soldier in a white army, and that it be an homage to the original by being for the same three characters of devil, soldier, and narrator, and that it be written in rhyming verse like the original.
I see.
So it was entirely her idea to base it on a fictional soldier from the 2nd Construction Battalion in World War I, which was an all-black battalion in the Canadian Army.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah. So in our version, the soldier runs into the devil on his way to enlist in the army, which it at first rejected the black soldiers. They wouldn't allow blacks into the army.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil helps him or gives him the means to convince them to form the battalion.
I see. That's how you're reworking. Just brilliant.
Yeah, selling his identity.
Tell us a little bit about the poetry itself and how it works with the original music. There's often a lyrical quality. Titi Lopez-Onuga is a poet who has been often referred to as someone who blends her personal experience with universal truths. How do you find the nature of the poetry?
Well, as I said, it's modeled the rhythm of the language, is modeled after the original. It's all written in rhyming verse.
Rhyming verse, okay.
In the production, I would say maybe a fifth, if not less, probably less, of the text happens over the music.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge really was how to make it make sense narratively, how to make the music fit properly into the story without seeming out of place. So, yeah, there is nothing new about how her text fits with the music, although we've chosen to marry it with pieces of music that weren't married to text in the original, as well as those same spots.
I see.
So yeah, I don't know how to answer that beyond saying that the big challenge was making the words and music fit narratively, right? How do you make this big, shiny, modernist piece make sense with the Black story?
With the Black story, exactly. Well, the music itself is such an eclectic blend of styles, like we just heard in Airs by a Stream. You have marches, tangos, waltzes, ragtime, reflected Stravinsky's interest in jazz, pop music of the time. So what do you hope audiences will take away from a lesser known piece of Canadian history, but in a very profound, lyrical, poetic format?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that those who aren't acquainted with the story will be moved and hopefully even jolted by this incredibly powerful tale. And I'm hoping that people who would never otherwise come into contact with Stravinsky discover this incredible music. This is a completely new way into this music for the uninitiated.
It sounds like it will really be a jolt beginning Thursday, October 24th, 8 p.m. at the Harbourfront Center Theater. You can find out more information about this groundbreaking project, artoftimeensemble.com. And you, Andrew, have been jolting the Toronto world for over 25 years now, exploring those themes where high art can intersect with popular culture and merging, as you will now, the world of theater, film, literature in this case. So I'm just absolutely fascinated by this intersection you've created here with Sankofa and Stravinsky.
I hope you get the chance to see it.
Yeah, I'm really eager to hear the reviews and our audience. No doubt many listeners will attend. It's running Thursday, October 24th until October 27th. Some matinees and evening concerts. So good luck to you and your team on this last production of an incredible journey, Art of Time Ensemble. I've been speaking with Andrew Burashko.
All the best. Bye-bye.
And now, here is the Toronto Symphony Orchestra with the Firebird finale.